G'day, Robbo. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Not so pleasurable, the news that there will be no crowds again this year at the Bendigo Cup. That's disappointing.
Yeah, really disappointing for 2 years in a row. Yeah, it's really unfortunate for our members and our sponsors to miss the opportunity to attend the race meeting. It's great that we can continue to race during the pandemic, but 2 years in a row, it's really starting to hurt a bit more now.
Well, I was going to say that. Financially, how much does it hurt the club?
Yeah, financially, we're in a strong position, so it's not so much of a concern. It's just that, we're more than just a racing venue. We're an entertainment destination, and so many of our members and our sponsors sort of mark, this our feature race day in their calendar early on in the year. And obviously, we've made plans to race this time. 12 months ago, we couldn't, and we would have thought 12 months in advance that we would be right. But, here we are. But hopefully, by the end of the year, we can get some sort of level of spectators back on course to the Bendigo Racecourse.
Yeah. As you said earlier, I guess the good news out of this whole pandemic thing is the fact that you've been able to keep going, unlike some sports and obviously a lot of businesses as well.
Yeah, that's right. So, we are very fortunate in that sense, and we don't take that for granted. So, there's always other industries that are worse off with us. The tourism and the hospitality sectors and events in particular have really suffered during the last 18 months. So, we're mindful that although it's disappointing at our end, there's bigger issues out there in the world at the moment.
How's the Cup building up? What's the field like? Another very strong one?
Yeah, it's a little bit early to tell. We're hopeful that some of the local trainers in Bendigo can have a representation there. Normally we do through Brent Stanley or Shane Fleedner or someone of that ilk. So hopefully they can produce again. And Lloyd Williams is always a great supporter of the race. I'd be surprised if he didn't have one or two going around. He came second last year, and I'm sure he'd like to go one better this year.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's a shame, particularly the social aspect. I mean, people love to frock up and get the suits on and, enjoy a bevy or two. So I guess under the restrictions as they are, they'll be doing that where they can, whether it's hopefully some nice weather, so a bit of outdoor dining and that sort of stuff, because there's a real sort of party spirit to it, isn't there?
That's right. So last year when we knew we couldn't have spectators, we worked with some of the local hospitality businesses in Bendigo, and there was about 26 that ended up having Bendigo Cup parties on during the day. So we'll look to do that again this year, and we'll be able to publicise those venues that are able to take part and put that on our website and through our social channel. So even though we can't be on course, we can still celebrate off course. And, the best part of that is supporting local businesses that need all our help as well. So we'll continue to communicate to our patrons as to which venues they should look to book into.
Good stuff. Aaron, disappointing, but still very excited at the race ahead and the day ahead. Thanks very much for talking to us on the Sideline View.
Thanks for your support, Robbo.